Hello everybody, and welcome to another episode of Jola Speaks. I hope you're keeping well, trust everything is going well so far, and in whatever we are going through, we always remember to give thanks. I know that God is in the midst of every single thing. So we'll continue today from what we said yesterday about living in uncertain times. And today we're going to speak about leadership as a sacrifice, right? Leadership as a sacrifice. And we'll be looking at David, and even the same scripture that we looked at yesterday, but I won't read the whole scripture because it's the same scripture, but I'll probably read the first two verses and then we can discuss afterwards. Holy Spirit, thank you for this opportunity to speak to your people today. Thank you for using me as a vessel. As I speak, Lord, help me speak. Lord, wear me like a glove. Let me speak exactly what you want to say to your people. Help me to be the messenger. Help me to lead and direct them as you've asked me to. Oh Lord, open their hearts and minds to hear you for themselves, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I will read 2 Samuel 1 verses 17 and 18, and I will discuss afterwards in my usual fashion. So David took up this lament concerning Saul and his son Jonathan, and he ordered that the people of Judah be taught this lament of the bow. I'll stop right there because the lament itself, we said it yesterday, so I think it's useful to read it. But then this is the focus. I'm still focusing on David taking up the responsibility of the lament of Saul when Saul had died. Now, one point to also mention here is, you see, in leadership is sacrifice, right? David probably did not feel like doing a lament. He was probably in pain. Jonathan had died. Even I know, yes, he showed love to Saul, but he liked and loved Jonathan. So it had been hurt and pain for him to. Because if you look at what we shared last week, when he heard he had died, he moaned. He was weeping. He was hurt. And so it was. If he left to him, he was so much in pain that, you know, he wouldn't have wanted or cared to do any sort of lamentation. But as a leader, he had to put his foot forward and take the responsibility for this thing. And you see, that's how we start with leadership, taking responsibility. Leadership itself is taking responsibility of whatever God is asking us to lead. So if it's people, whatever it is, taking the actual responsibility of whatever it is. And in this case, he took on that responsibility to actually, you know, prepare and lead the mourning in sense of it of Saul, right? And if you also look at, you know, other parts of how what Saul went and put through and put David through, the pain, whatever, he's not meant to even be lamenting, but it's probably supposed to be rejoicing. But again, as a leader, everybody's watching him, you know, everybody's looking at him. What would he do? How would he react? And because you're leading, it's not about you or me, it's about the people that are watching you. Because every step you take, every move you make, they are watching. They are copying in ways that you don't even know. It's impacting their lives, that, and they may not even realize themselves how much of an impact you are to them, or I am to them. And so we need to be very, very, very deliberate about leadership. You know, understand what you are saying, right? You know, think through how we react to things, and so that we continue to help people to create a bit more stability. For example, if David had come here and said to wait on the floor and, you know, curse or maybe better, worse still, rejoice, the people would see a leader of Israel, or let's be of Israel, rejoice over the death of a previous king. And then it would probably give them a different connotation about how leadership should be and what to do, you know, when someone dies, right? And that would have not been what God had intended for it to happen. But David, you know, mourned. David led people in a mourning to be able to help them heal as they lost their king. He was admired in as much as Saul was erratic and had a different flaws. He was still admired as king. If you look through 1 Samuel, he was clearly admired as king. People loved him. He had a mighty army. But and then so at this point in time, he took up the mantle. And he didn't feel like it anyway, but he took up that mantle because he knew his responsibility was the people of Israel, and not actually his own, not only about him. And so he was no longer looking at himself or how he is feeling. He left that and focused on the people. And that's what leadership is about: serving others, serving people, showing love in every way or form, you know, as love has been written in the Bible, the action type of love. And he could have only done that, right, if he was leading the people. Yes, he was anointed to be king of Israel, but he could have said, you know what, I would rather wait for them to anoint me as king before I make a move. That would have been an error. Because if you see here, afterwards, and I'll probably see if I can read it. I'll probably read it tomorrow. But afterwards, in chapter 2, they named him king of Judah. After he led the lament, and what's it called, of Saul. And so here we are, putting it into today's context, the law of uncertainty around the world. You know, one may think, let me just focus on myself, you know, do what I can do, save myself, save my family. But there are people, there are nations, there are sectors that God has called you to lead, has called me to lead. We cannot ignore them because they are our responsibility as well. And so if you think, oh, let me just, you know, take care of my family, let me just, you know, save my family, let me just protect them, let's go somewhere else. What about those that God has called you to? Would you leave them and go? That's not leadership. If we are leading as God has asked us to lead, they are also our responsibility. And so we need to also remember them and constantly think of how our actions may be affecting them, how we are leading them. Are we creating more instability? Just imagine if David at this time just ran away, just took off, just like that. You know, how would the people of Judah, you know, have felt? Oh, he was indeed anointed as the king of Israel. He was indeed anointed as the king of Israel, but he has taken off, and then it probably takes a lot more uncertainty in their hearts and in their minds. And so we need to really think through how our actions, you know, and sorry, how to portray our action in times of uncertainty. To be able to continue to create, you know, a place whereby people feel stable. People don't feel as anxious or worried because they know that they are literally, you know, looking at you, looking at me, and knowing that whatever it is, I have a leader that I'm following. And even though, and guess what, to you as a leader, you may not even know the way. You may probably most likely not know the way or know what will happen. But because you are there, you are present, you are leading, God is going to show you and order yourself. And guess what? God is always with you. Evidently with you, leading you and showing you the way. And so in as much as you feel like you're walking blindly or you want to be scared, God is occasionally aligning things to your favor and directing you as you go. And as you lead that way, then God is leading through you. God is, even in terms of uncertainty, God is creating certainty in people's hearts because of your leadership, because of my leadership. So right now, the world is where it is now. But we know that we can lead. If we are taking up the mantle that God has sent us to take up, then we can lead as God has asked us to, in the area that he has sent us to. And so I encourage you today, please lead. People are waiting for you and waiting for me. God will show you, and you probably may know where it is. It may not be a title position. It may be just calling someone up and praying for them. You know, being kind to people. You know, help people out in many ways. Simple acts of service that you may feel it's not a big deal can make a significant impact in people's lives. So I would encourage you, please lead. Even though yes, the time is uncertain, we can have so many million excuses not to lead, but it's time to lead. It's time to take up that mantle, to take up the responsibility and lead, and let God lead through us, because God will show us the way. As we ask, God will lead us, and as He leads us, you know, he will take us to where he has planned and purposed for us and those that we are leading, most importantly. And one last point to say here that I wrote here is, you know, at this point is that people think, and it makes sense for one to be selfish, you know, to just focus on their family, you know, their own lives and all that, because that's what, you know, is closest to us, especially in terms of uncertainty. But actually not. Yes, it may make sense in the world's eye, but God has still given you an eye responsibility. And so whatever that responsibility is, we are meant to do it. We are. It's not based on good or bad times. It's a responsibility no matter the season, time, and age. And so when we remember that, we know that wherever we are, we need to remember those that we are leading. We can't leave them and run. We need to take up the mantle and keep going. No matter the situation, the times, the seasons, we keep going as leaders. So thank you for listening to me today. God bless you, and I love you. Bye.